Well, let's give some props to our next guest, 104.3 The Fan's Chad Brown.
We do not know who Chad Brown is.
He joins us now on the Johnson Auto Plaza hotline.
Why are you so smart, Chad?
Yeah, you got to tell us what that was like when you heard the news about Stafford.
You know what? I follow all the Bronco football people locally in Denver. And there's a particular guy who every time he's semi-right on something, picks up his phone and crows about how right he was and how awesome he is and all of that. So I thought, why don't I take a different tack and just not say anything? But once other people started chiming in, I retweeted a couple of tweets, but I didn't post anything personally because, again, to me, I don't want to take credit for it. It all just makes football sense. You fire your coach, you fire your GM, your quarterback is going to be next. You're going to have to restart your organization some way, somehow, and trading your quarterback is a piece of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so whatever. Great. Whatever, Chad. We know you were dancing around the house with your hands in the air like you did not care.
No, man, wasn't me. Wasn't me.
We
wasn't
do not
me.
Know who Chad Brown is.
I didn't call Chad Brown a liar, by the way.
All right, thank you, Kevin. Wow. Well, you got it. You nailed it.
Well done.
You were actually given credit on when it was announced here locally. I'm not exactly sure how you did it, but you nailed it. So what made you so convinced weeks ago that this was going to happen?
Well, again, my contact within the Lions organization, let me know. And then again,
Let me pause for a second. You told us this before there was a GM or a coach hired.
Right. Yeah, I said regardless of who the GM is and regardless of who the coach is, this is what's going to happen.
Wow.
None of this, again, I give credit to my source, but to me, to accept it and believe it, it all just made complete football sense to me. Find this situation in the past where you fired the coach, you fired the GM, and you kept the quarterback. I don't think I suppose there may be some outlier, but I don't think it's something that's happened very often. So it just made complete football sense to me, separate from Matthew Stafford being an upper-level quarterback. Typically, you fire your coach, you fire a GM, the quarterback is next. So I just looked at football experience and previous track record and said, hey, my source has got to be right here. You guys asked me about it. Again, I didn't think it was going to be earth-shattering news. Apparently, I upset the apple cart in some way, moving from an analyst to now a reporter role, giving out news. But, again, it just makes football sense.
Well, you hit the nail on the head, so here we are. Matt Stafford is available. You want him? How much? How badly?
Well, Tyler, I hope I'm not breaking any other news here, but, all the other quarterbacks who – I guess futures are in question now. You got Deshaun Watson, Aaron Rodgers throwing out way throughout in the post-game interview, Dak Prescott, Sam Darnold, Carson Wentz, Jeff Goff, Garoppolo, Cam Newton, Teddy Bridgewater, Trubisky, Jameis Winston, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Alex Smith, and Ben Roethlisberger. So those are all the guys you've got to wade through just to figure out if Matt Stafford's the one for you. And then to your question, Tyler, how much are you willing to give up to get him? So, I think there will be a bit of leverage for teams that are going after quarterbacks because there's so many quarterbacks who have a question mark about their futures that it maybe won't take as much as it would have in previous years.
Okay. All right. Well, that would be good news. What teams do you think will be interested in Stafford?
Man, I just ran down a list of teams who – all have questions at the quarterback position, or teams who are moving on possibly from these guys. I know Green Bay drafted Love, and then, in Philadelphia, they got Jalen Hurts if Carson Wentz doesn't stick around. So there's some of these teams have a guy coming up next in place. But I have to imagine there's going to be 10 to 15 teams who are definitely going to be in the market for some of these guys outside of the teams we saw in the playoffs. I think that very much makes everybody else a potential landing spot.
Matt Stafford has 2 years left on his deal, which means if you trade for him, you're more than likely going to have to give him a new contract, or you're just good with a two-year rental. So in that time period that you have Stafford, can you envision the Denver Broncos making it all the way to the championship?
I think the Broncos are more than just a quarterback away. I mean, if you just think about the cornerback position, that is either a draft early position or it's a high-dollar free agency position. And it's hard to say that the Broncos have a true starter at that position currently. And you need three of those guys in order to compete in this division. So, hey, you got to allocate some draft capital or some resources just to fix that one position. Plus, there's a couple other spots around the roster that need some tweaking and tuning up as well. So to bring in Matt Stafford and you don't have any cornerbacks, suddenly you're in a shootout every single game. And I don't know if that's a way to be a playoff team, much less to maximize the two-year window of his contract being decently affordable. He's around 20, a little bit over 20-plus million a year, I believe, last time I saw. So that's, for a quarterback of his stature, I think that's quite an affordable deal. But again, you know, you either are forced to pay 35-plus to keep him long-term, or do you just build your team up other ways and shore up these other positions before you allocate big money to a quarterback?
All right, I got about 30 seconds. What is going on with Eric Bieniemy?
Man, you know, I was talking to a friend who's been a 20-year coach in the NFL the other day, and he's just as disappointed at the situation, I think, as we all are, but also, you know, saying, hey, Eric, you know, if you keep on waiting around for the perfect opportunity, if the Houston Texans aren't it for you, at some point, you know, if you're hot, you start to cool off.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe Patrick Mahomes get injured and you don't have a top five offense anymore. And then how do you look when you bypass all these previous opportunities? I know everybody wants to get the first shot, particularly as an African-American coach, because chances are you're not going to get a second chance.
Mm.
But, man, at some point you got to strike while the iron is hot before your name cools off.
Well, I'm thinking he's out in Houston. They're bringing in Leslie Frazier and for a second interview, and I think that's probably a done deal. So that's probably a wrap on EB for this year. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's too bad. It sucks. He certainly has the skill set and deserves to be a head coach. And I'm not sure, you know, where all the blame needs to be placed.
Mm-hmm.
But at some point, when you're being super picky, you may get bypassed.
Chad, it doesn't happen all that often. You can revel in it. You were right way before anybody else. And, man, we're glad you're on our side.
We do not know who Chad Brown is.
Well, we do, and
Chad Brown
is the best. Thank you, Chad.
Thank you, sir.
All right, fellas.
Chad Brown, courtesy of the Johnson Auto Plaza Hotline. Well, how did the games yesterday impact the Broncos? The water cooler's next.